Title: Track Deconstruction Practice from References Intermediate. All right, today we're doing one of the highest leverage skills in drum and bass production: track deconstruction from references. This isn't about cloning a tune or stealing a bass patch. It's about reverse engineering why a professional record feels like it has momentum, weight, and intention. We're going to map structure, groove, density, and balance, then rebuild our own version of that energy inside Ableton Live. By the end, you'll have a reusable reference map project, locators, groove targets, drum and bass rolls, and a simple mix targeting routine. This becomes a template you can repeat on any DNB or jungle reference, and get good results faster every single time. First, quick mindset check. Your goal is not my track sounds identical. Your goal is my track hits with similar timing, density, and contrast. That's the part you can legally and creatively learn from. Step 0. Choosing the right reference. Pick one main reference track that matches what you're trying to make. If you want a tight roller, grab something with consistent two-step drums and sustained bass flow. If you want jungle, pick something break-clad with edits and obvious switch-ups. If you want dark and heavy, pick something with aggressive mid-bass and industrial drum tone. Pro move: use one main reference for arrangement and energy, and if you want, a secondary reference just for drum pocket and drum tone. But keep it simple at first. One main reference is enough. Now step 1. Import and prep the reference in Ableton. Drag the track into an audio track and name it REF. Make it a bright color so you never lose it. Turn warp on. For warping mode, choose Complex Pro as a solid general option. Set the segment BPM close to the real BPM. Most DNB is around 172 to 176, so start there. Now, here's the most important part. Alignment. Find the first solid downbeat of the drop. Not the intro, not the atmospheric stuff. The first moment where the kick and snare pattern really declares itself. Put your playhead right on that hit, then right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. If the rest of the track drifts, use warp from here, straight. And listen. If the groove starts sounding smeared or wobbly, your warp is wrong. Fix warping now, because everything we do next depends on this being accurate. Before we map anything, add a utility on the REF track and bring the gain down so the reference isn't slamming your master. A super practical target while working is around minus 6 dB peak. Not because it's a magic number, but because it leaves headroom and stops the reference from psychologically winning just by being louder. Now we're going to upgrade that into a FASTA/B system. On REF, build a little reference control chain, utility, then EQ8, then optionally a compressor, and then spectrum. In utility, map the gain to a macro if you like and call it REF level. In EQ8, map a high shelf to a macro called REF bright. This is a reality check tool. Sometimes you think your track is dull, but actually your reference is just super bright. Or the opposite. With one knob, you can test that quickly. Cool. Step 2. Create a reference map with locators. Play through the reference and drop locators at the major moments. Intro start. Drum teaser. Build or riser. Drop 1. Then mark 16 bars and 32 bars inside the drop. Then break or switch. Then drop 2. Then outro. As you place locators, don't just label sections. Put little notes right in the locator names. Things like drop 1, bass full, hats open, or break, pads plus vocal effects, or ride appears at 16. You're writing an energy blueprint. And let's keep it genre-realistic. Lots of rollers are 32 bar first drop, then a 16 to 32 bar break, then 32 bar second drop. Jungle may switch more aggressively every 8 or 16 bars. The point is, you're learning the bar logic that makes a track feel intentional. Now step 3. Build a timing and groove target. This is the secret sauce. DNB groove is rarely straight. Even clean two-step has micro timing and velocity shaping. We want a pocket target, not guesswork. Listen and ask, are the hats pushing forward? Is the snare slightly laid back? Is it break-led with ghost notes, or very clean and gridlocked? If the reference has a clear break loop, isolate one or two bars and loop it. Then right-click the clip and extract groove. Open the groove pool. Start gently. Timing around 50 to 70%. Velocity around 10 to 30%. Random around 5 to 15%. And if it's jungle, you can go a bit higher, but be careful. Now apply that groove to your top drums MIDI, your break layers, and optionally a little bit to bass rhythm MIDI, very subtle. Groove is for feel, not chaos. If you hear the hats getting drunk, you went too far. And here's a teacher tip. Don't groove everything equally. Often the best move is grooving ghost notes and percussion more than your main hats, because you probably already programmed your main hats with intention. Step 4. Drum deconstruction. Match rolls, not samples. Create groups. Drums core, drums tops, drums break optional, and drums effects. Start with the core. Kick and snare. In classic two-step, kick hits on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then you add variation with extra kicks, ghost snares and fills, but lock the foundation first. On the kick track, choose a punchy short kick with minimal tail. In DNB, a long boomy tail usually fights your sub and makes the groove feel slow. A clean stock chain, AQ8 with a gentle high pass around 25 to 30 HC, and if it's boxy cut a bit around 200 to 350. Then drum bus with a little drive, like 5 to 15%. Keep boom low or off unless you really know what you're doing in the low end. Optional saturator with soft clip-on, just a couple dB of drive for control. On the snare, think in layers, body and crack. AQ8, high pass around 90 to 120 HC, add a bit around 180 to 220 if you need chest, and add some crack around 2 to 5K with a narrower boost. Then drum bus with modest drive, and set up a short room or plate reverb on a send, not slam directly on the snare. We want space without washing out transients. Now tops. Tops are where the roll lives. You can do this with a drum rock or separate tracks. Closed hat pattern, often 16THS with velocity variation. Open hat on offbeats for that classic lift. Sometimes a ride loop, filtered and sidechained, comes in to escalate energy. On the tops group, a simple chain, auto filter high pass around 200 to 500 depending on your material, subtle saturation, gentle glue compression, and then utility for a bit of width, like 120 to 150%. Then mono check, because you can absolutely wreck the drop impact if your tops vanish in mono and take the excitement with them. Optional but very genre correct. A break layer. Choose a break loop or crunchy percussion loop. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. If you want edits, slice to new MIDI track. High pass it around 150 to 300 so the kick and snare own the low end. Add a tiny bit of redux for grit. The goal is not I have the MN. The goal is I have that air and chatter the reference has. Now step 5. Bass deconstruction. Split the job into roles. Make a bass group with 3 tracks. Sub, mid, and texture or reese. Sub is pure, mono, stable. Use operator with a sine wave. Keep it simple. Add saturation after, not inside the synth, so you can control it. A clean sub chain. EQ8 low pass around 120 to 180 depending on your crossover. Saturator with soft clip-on. Maybe 1 to 3 dB drive so it translates. Then compressor side-chained from the kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms. You're aiming for a couple dB of gain reduction, maybe more depending on the style. The point is, the kick and sub aren't fighting, they're dancing. Teacher note, keep sub MIDI intentional. No random low notes. Sub is the foundation of credibility in DNB. If it's messy, the whole track feels amateur even if everything else is cool. Now mid-bass. This is the conversation. Use Wavetable or operator. Start with basic shapes or a Grolli table, and add movement with an LFO to filter cutoff or Wavetable position. Rhythm-wise, listen to the reference. Is it a one-bar phrase? 2 bars? Is it call and response with the drums? Copy that behavior. Chain idea. Auto filter with a little drive, then saturator or overdrive, then amp or pedal if you want grit, then EQ8 to tame harshness around 2.5 to 4.5K if it starts whistling. Add sidechain compression from the kick, and sometimes a tiny bit from the snare if the reference has that pumpy snare feel. Then texture or reese, width, grit, atmosphere. You can do it in Wavetable with unison and detuning, or resample a bass shot to audio and stretch it. Add chorus ensemble very lightly for width. Use auto filter with automation, like bandpass sweeps for motion. Then saturator, then utility, and use bass mono below 120 Hz, sometimes up to 150 Hz, so your wide layer doesn't mess with the center. And here's a big one. Check mono early. Put utility on your drums group and bass group, and hit mono occasionally. If the drop loses impact, it's usually wide bass leaking low end, layered snares fighting each other, or chorus and unison collapsing. Now step 6, arrangement cloning. Copy energy, not content. We're going to rebuild sections using your locators as your roadmap. For the intro, think DJ friendly, tops, a filtered break hint, Atmos or pad with long reverb, noise risers, maybe a small bass teaser that's high passed so it doesn't give away the full weight too early. Automate auto filter on drums and bass. Use a reverb send for Atmos. Use echo for dubby hits. Now the drop. Here's the drill. Loop the first 8 bars of drop 1 in the reference and loop the first 8 bars of your drop. This is where you win the whole exercise. A slash B until the density feels comparable. Not the same sounds, the same density. Are your hats providing the same energy? Is your drum loudness relationship similar? Does your bass occupy a similar range? Again, not the same notes, the same job in the mix. Then handle variation like a pro. Most DNB tracks add or change something every 4 to 8 bars. A fill, a bass answer, a hat switch, a little FX punctuation. Controlled changes keep it rolling. Midsection and drop 2. Controlled variation, not random new stuff. A classic move, remove hats for 4 bars, bring them back for instant lift. Or add a ride for 16 bars in drop 2 for escalation. Or change one thing, swap snare layer, change bass register, or change the hat ecosystem. One new identity change is often enough to make drop 2 feel like a new chapter. Now I want to give you a quick note system that speeds up deconstruction massively. Use a 3-lane notes approach. In a MIDI clip, in locator names, wherever you like, write 3 categories. First, events. Things like reverse cymbal into drop. Vocal stab on bar 15, crash on bar 1. Second, texture. Noisy hats, break chatter, room on snare. Third, motion. Bass low pass opens every 4 bars, ride appears at 16. Stereo width expands pre-drop. This stops you from obsessing over just drums or just bass and missing the real choreography, automation and section changes. Now step 7. Mix targeting with stock meters. We're not perfect mixing today. We're matching relative balance. On your master, temporarily put spectrum for a visual check and a limiter just to prevent clipping. While you work, don't chase loudness. The most important habit. Level match your reference and your track. Use utility gain to match perceived loudness before you judge anything. If you don't do this, you will waste time, because louder always sounds better. Then check anchors. Kick versus snare relationship. Is your snare too polite compared to the reference? Or is it ripping your head off? Hats brightness versus harshness. Are you bright but brittle? Or clean but dull? Bass versus drums dominance. Some rollers are drum forward, some are bass forward. Which is your reference? This audio version is shortened for playback.